That was music from Lucero. They are the cover artists on the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. And we welcome back to the studio the editor of Ghetto Blaster, Dave Obenauer. Welcome.
Thanks, Julia.
So happy to have you here.
Great to be here.
So you got the new issue out, hot off the presses, from what I understand.
Yeah. It's always a bit of a sweat at the end of the year. You get lots of emails back from labels like, oh, we're not advertising anymore. And it's like, oh, well, we're still trying to put out an issue, so maybe I could undercut my undercut.
But it's here, and
it's here.
And lots of exciting artists. I was skimming over the CD you brought, and I am super psyched about some of these artists. Tell me first and foremost about the decision to put Lucero on the cover.
Man, Lucero is a band that's kind of been gestating in the back of my mind as someone that I'd wanted to put on the cover. Just that they are a band that have worked pretty much for everything they've got. Like,
yeah.
There haven't been big major label breaks and, you know, Toyota commercials or anything like that. They just tour, you know, going on 200 shows a year. And we were talking while the song was playing how two out of the four times I've seen that band have ended with the venue shutting off the electricity and Ben Nichols, the lead singer, just going on his acoustic guitar. They're just a band that just loves playing, and they just continue doing that. And they've got a really dedicated fan base, too. Not like a mainstream fan base, but hopefully a fan base that is willing to go online and buy issues of magazines.
Well, and I feel like, you know, the fan base, as well as their reputation, while they're definitely not, like, I don't feel like even among kind of the indie rock mainstream, or whatever you want to call the genre these days, mainstream, they are kind of a mainstay while not being a mainstream. Like, they're just this kind of constant and this name that you kind of hear about here and there, and they're just still going and still going and still going.
I definitely feel like it's not too uncommon to be at, you know, any sort of event, whether it's a music festival or a beer festival or something like that, and you bump into somebody wearing a Lucero t-shirt.
You're right, yeah.
Like, but I did love, and I don't know if this is relating to anything, but down at South by Southwest one year, one of my friends pointed out that Lucero is a hat rock band. Like, if you look out in the audience, everybody at a Lucero concert is wearing a baseball cap.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, it's just the trucker caps. Like, that does really well with that demographic.
Hey, you know.
But it was also when, like, trucker caps was cool. So, I mean, I don't know
that,
if it's cool
that
anymore.
That was
not
a thing for a while.
We're not a hat magazine, Juliet. Stop grilling me.
I'll have to I hearken back to the days when my college radio station made our own branded trucker hats, so I know the era you're talking about completely.
Did it have some clever ironic tagline on the bottom
of
it?
Oh, yes.
Are you not allowed to say it on
I'm
NPR?
Not allowed to say it on public radio. Yep. That would be the one. Yeah. So who do we have next? I know you've got a nice set of music curated for us. Who are we going to hear next?
Yeah, absolutely. The next artist is somebody that was actually my writer out in Athens, Andrew Lampola, let me know about Joan Shelley. And, like, I hadn't heard anything about it, but Andrew writes, like, I don't know, maybe a quarter of our review section. And I was like, sure, write a half page. You've earned it. And then, like, not too long after that, I think either she did a Tiny Desk concert or was on All Songs Considered, something to that extent. And then you just started seeing her more and more. But she's got this really it definitely kind of goes back to that old English folk sound, and it's delicate. But it's not, you know, it doesn't get Joanna Newsom-y or Fawn Fables or anything like that. It's a little more accessible while also kind of going back to that era.
Let's take a listen, and we'll be back to chat more with Dave from Ghetto Blaster magazine. We are doing our new music update with him, checking out the new tunes that he and his staff have been covering in their magazine. Let's take a listen to this one right now.
Stay on my shore and don't desert me. boat is broken out on the rocks. It was in anger, but in longing. We feed the birds syrup and seed, so they stay near. So we can see.
Thank you.
That right there was Ramming Speed. What? That's just the most appropriate name for that band, I think. And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. As we do from time to time, we are talking about the artists in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster. So tell me about these guys, the aptly named Ramming Speed.
Well, it was definitely a long journey. We started with Joan Shelley there, yeah, and ending with Ramming Speed. But kind of the common thread between some of those bands that I really appreciated was just very young and unpretentious types. Like with Ramming Speed, they kind of started the whole thrash thing back when there was that big revival.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got maybe an album or two out of that. And now it's just like looking at it like, well, I mean, how much more can we get out of this thrash thing? And just to see, like, it's not that it's intentional necessarily, but just kind of this thought of trying to move the music a little beyond that. And then on the opposite end, the band we heard before that was Dope Body, which is a band I really love. I think they're out of Philadelphia. But that album just came up together just by jamming in between the recording sessions of their last album, just because, you know, if anybody's been in a band that's gone through recording or been friends with a band and like thought, yeah, I'll go to a recording session, that sounds fun. It's not. you realize some of the monotony that comes with it. So like to keep it fresh, they just tried to do these jams in between the sessions, and the guy that they had doing either producing or engineering it said, like, these are really good songs, you guys should revisit it. So they kind of just lucked into this album, which is just such a cool way to get it, such an organic a way to get that. And then let's see, the band before that Protomartyr was in the middle. So it went Dope Body, Protomartyr, and then Ramming Speed.
Tell me a little bit about Protomartyr, because they were really interesting to me. Like, I almost heard a little bit of like Butthole Surfers influence in there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Protomartyr, it's funny. They also kind of, what made me group them in with Dope Body there was, it's just when they said how they got together as a band, it's like, well, we were just at bars drinking, and then they're like, well, let's start playing music in bars while we're drinking. So yeah, it's just this very like, it's interesting to see, and it's probably not interesting to see if you're a band, it's frustrating to see, but like how these bands are like, well, let's just start playing music, and then, you know, get signed and tour Europe and things like that. But it's also, I think it speaks to the music. You can hear kind of the fun that they're having in that. And you can hear them learning the instruments. But with that, like, you know, music doesn't always have to be precise to be good. So yeah, that's kind of a Protomartyr story. But yeah, they're fun.
Nice. And let's see. So coming up next, we're going to hear Baroness.
Yeah, this is totally opposite end of the spectrum. This is bands that have been together for a long time. Bands that, like, I don't know. I think one of the kind of resounding choruses I hear a lot of times from band is just how unintentional they are. Like, well, we just go in and record it. But it's interesting to hear sometimes with older bands, like, we're very intentional. Like, they go in and they talk about, like, these are the sounds that we've had before, and like, do we want to do that again? Have we done that too much? Do we want to kind of bridge it? Are we going to try something new? But just in much more thought out process. And that's not necessarily bad. I think there's like a knee jerk, you know, to be like, well, it's just music, it should just come from inside you. Oh yeah, that's how it works. It just comes from inside you.
It's magic.
But yeah, no, so they definitely like came from a place where they're you know, they wanted to create something very intentional. And also, I mean, they just come off of that, they had that big bus accident where their drummer, they lost their founding drummer. I mean, he didn't die, but he just was no longer able to drum, had some, I think, legs and arms issues too. So just kind of reinventing and seeing where you wanted to take the sound from there.
Well, let's take a listen to this one. This is Baroness doing Shock Me, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope on YSO. That was My Disco with 1991. Before that, we heard Pinkish Black doing Brown Rainbow, and we started off with Baroness doing Shock Me. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Dave Obenauer, the editor of Ghetto Blaster magazine, and well, there are several common threads between those last three tracks that we heard, but they are all by artists who are featured in the latest edition of Ghetto Blaster magazine. So, Dave, we talked about Baroness right as we went into the track, but tell me a little bit about My Disco.
Yeah, My Disco is a band. Oh man, it's either Australia or New Zealand, but who cares? It's the same thing. send your hate letters to. but anyway, they're really interesting. They're another one of those bands that's super intentional in the same sort of way that I was talking about Baroness, kind of looking at their sound and like, what do we want to do with it from here? My Disco is a band that is constantly kind of in a state of reinvention with itself. It was interesting, though. This is the first album they've done away from Steve Albini at Electric Ear. And he, you know, is famous for getting that analog kind of very visceral live sound.
And yet he totally denies it. I don't know if you heard his WTF interview. He was all like, oh, no, that sound is not me. It's which I just found fascinating.
I love how much of a curmudgeon that Albini is. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm fully game to go around with any way he wants to contradict himself or yell at young bands. He's old enough. He's earned it.
He's put his time in.
But yeah, they worked with a new producer on this one, I think, who'd done some of the engineering on some of the past records. And yeah, just kind of that gives it a different sound. It's, you know, very percussive driven, as you can obviously tell, dealing a lot with, you know, with the Miles Davis quote, the space between the notes, just that sort of thing. So yeah, they're a band that's been interesting to follow over the years, too.
And we have issues for people.
Free? Who wants a free t-shirt?
what number caller shall we do?
Let's go, what, 2 and 4?
2 and 4? All right. 937-769-1998 is the number to call. Callers 2 and 4 will get free copies of the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine, featuring all of these artists that you've been hearing and many more to come, as well as... While we give people a chance to get to their phones, shall we talk about some of the other things that you've got in the magazine other than the music this month?
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of worked out in a neat way that we were able to feature two Comedy Central shows in this issue. We've got Nathan Fielder and his show Nathan for You, which I don't know, is just the most beautifully awkward and hilarious show. the last episode was so incredible. But he's an interesting guy, a Canadian guy, very soft-spoken, mild manner, and he uses that just beautifully as a straight man in his comedy. We also had interviews with the creators of Moonbeam City, that new animated series with Rob Hubel. I'm trying to think who else does. There are a couple other notable voice actors in it. So we had that for television shows. We also had comedian Matt McCarthy, who does a wrestling podcast. If you guys like wrestling, I highly recommend you check out We Watch Wrestling. But he's out there in Los Angeles. He actually used to be a writer for WWE, in addition to a bunch of other things. That's every Wednesday it comes out. And Chip Zdarsky,
I'm so excited to read this.
The illustrator for Image series Sex Criminals. We got to talk with him. That's a great, interesting concept, and it's amazing. Like some of the ways that they explore, I guess the concept of sexuality.
It's
with that.
So cleverly written and like surprisingly deep, you know. it's the type of comic that, you know, you kind of pick it up based on the name and you're like, oh, this is, you know, you come in with a lot of preconceived notions, but it is surprisingly deep and well-written and emotionally effective while also dealing with a lot of issues of modern sexuality. It's it's a pretty brilliant book, I have to say.
Yeah, and I think we were just talking about the second trade of that just came out, and the third will be coming out soon after. We also did a great interview with Sandy Peterson, who created the game Cthulhu Wars. It's this ginormous, like it's probably like a probably solid 3 feet by 2 feet box just filled with like these Cthulian horror pieces. And you play as one of the ancient gods, like in a like Risk type mat, just taking over the world. And it's cool. Like he actually was one of the I think he was the creator for the Call of Cthulhu RPG series. In addition, he's done some video games, which is actually really interesting. Like the Call of Cthulhu was a Kickstarter that like just vastly superseded its goal. But before he did that, he had up a Cthulhu video game that failed in getting its funding. But it's just interesting. Like
it's interesting that the tabletop was the one that made it.
Yeah, tabletop is the one that people like flipped out on. And like, and it was I kind of went to him and I was like, well, you know, was that discouraging when you initially failed the video game? And he's like, I love when I fail Kickstarters because it tells me I don't need to waste time on this.
That's a really interesting way to take it.
I wonder how true that is.
Right.
I'm sure it is true, but I'm sure, like, you know.
I'm sure it's easier to say now that he's gotten something else successfully funded.
Yeah, now that he had, like, this ginormously successful Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they just did a second one that I think got funded in less than a day, an expansion that also goes as a standalone game. It was just really interesting, too, because he kind of comes from an age, like, you know, Cthulhu's a meme now.
Yeah.
Like, he's everywhere. But just to think of, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, well, actually probably more like 30, 40 years ago, that totally wasn't the case. And you're just reading this book as this lonely, nerdy kid. And
right.
Has no one to talk to about this stuff. So there's that. And then we've got a three-page comic live review on Godspeed You Black Emperor show in Pittsburgh that's really trippy and weird. So, yeah, I love that. That's one of my favorite things we do, those comic reviews. Like, I don't like live reviews because every time I read them, well, I'm just like, well, I'm bummed out I wasn't there.
Right,
great job. That sounds fun, standing there. But I feel like it's been really interesting. We've had we've been fortunate enough to have three comic writers and illustrators that do these for us. And I think they go different places that you wouldn't really expect. It's not just a retelling, but, you know, kind of going with some of the visualizations that the music can bring up and things like that. So, yeah, those are always fun to get through.
Nice. You can check all of that out and so much more in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster Magazine. And you can get your hands on a copy if you're the second and fourth caller at 937-769-1998. Going to get to those phones here in just a second, so you ought to get to your phone. We're going to get back into the music with one that I'm super excited to hear, which is Saul Williams. Tell me a little bit about what he's got going on.
Well, Saul Williams, for those who don't know, is just like the quintessential artist. Like it's amazing to see all the ways that he tries to get across what he has to say, the things that he has in his mind. Like he just, along with this album that's coming out in January, got pushed back a little. He did a book of poetry, USA. And just like he's always got these sort of things happening. And it's, I don't know, like it's interesting. Some of it's a little hard to grasp. It may not be like completely immediate, but there's a lot going on underneath the surface there.
Well, let's take a listen to this right now. It's new music from Saul Williams, and we will get your calls there for the winners. 937-769-1998. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on WISO. Thank you.
disdain on the concrete, disdain for the bare feet. Work, work, my katongo, no perk for the bongo. Who prez is chatty, who, fresh from disparity. Who arms wide open, who, strange fruit smoking. Paint on a canvas, carved from a pancreas. Blue for the water, red for the daughter.
Money, money, money.
Money green where the land was. First hand, second hand laws. Horn of the clock bike, thorn of the crown spike. Smile of the victor, child of the prisoner. Statues of martyrs, hackers as artists. Shout out to Atlantis. First hand, second hand us.
Thorn of the crown spike, horn of the clock bite.
Masters of institution.
Check me, I'm from the Motor City. Fat killers and goon squad is rolling with me. A lot of friends and acquaintances coexisting. Keep it unified for you and I to go and get the crown for the Motor Town. And we talking sticky. My shooters holding 50s. And if he approach, they know to clip him. Stretched out for the folks to get him. 5-0, leave him for the 5-0 to pick him. Up from the cold concrete that's holding many. Stories of the bloodshed, fighting over pennies. Yeah, I'm talking about, 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 yeah, I'm talking about, I'm talking about Detroit. I'm talking about, 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 yeah, I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking about Detroit. Yeah, I'm from the Motor City. Hex murder and black milk is rolling with me. A lot of friends and acquaintances coexisting. We keep it unified for you and I to go and get the title. Now we got our rivals moving sickly. Those subliminal shots, they didn't even nick me. And now my eyes are wide open, I can see the envy. And now my eyes are wide open, I can see the enemy. Yeah, red flags, I noticed plenty. Left behind, but paid them no mind. I'm talking about, 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 I'm talking about Detroit. I'm talking about, 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 yeah, I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking about Detroit.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We talking about survival. And brothers and sisters, we gon' survive America.
I'm from the Renaissance. D Twizzy and Dreadnoughts, they still my dogs. The bystanders just standing by, should get involved. I'm still rapping though, I know it's been a minute, y'all. And I know a lot of people wanna kill the cause. Those subliminal jabs, I didn't feel at all. And I know that they mad because we did it all. And I know that they mad because they hit a wall. We hit that jackpot and then we live it all. I'm talking about the 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 truth.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Big congrats goes out to Priscilla and Eric, who got their hands on copies of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. That is what we are talking about tonight with our guest, Dave Obenauer. Dave, tell me about these last couple tracks we heard. They were really awesome. I was really, really enjoying, both of them, actually. So we just heard Guilty Simpson doing The D. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Guilty Simpson is another Detroit artist. Proto Martyr was another Detroit artist, too. But we actually featured him probably... Ooh, how long have I been doing this magazine? I want to say it was like 8 years ago. And it's just so cool now to see that, like, you know, being there during that time, he got to spend some time with Dilla before he passed away, and Dilla connected him with Peanut Butter Wolf and Stone's Throw, and then that connection was made. And just like now he's, you know, released this album on Stone's Throw, and, you know, that's a very respectable hip hop label. And it was just so cool too, like, you know, looking at that past interview and looking at this one, but just the way he talked about, like, I never imagined this was going to be anything. I was just kind of rapping at school because it was something fun to do. But then to just see, you know, how it did, how it worked out for him. And I always appreciate, too, when an artist has a really strong connection with their home too, and he's definitely got that there in Detroit. So,
and it's also going to be cool that kind of to kind of chart the direction that indie hip hop has taken, like using him as one example, you know, and him and Stone's Throw just over these past, you know, 8 years or so. It's been kind of interesting to see how indie hip hop artists have, you know, kind of evolved with the genre and kind of found a different place. You know, and how some of the previous pioneers of indie hip hop have gone completely mainstream, and others have stayed very true to, you know, kind of the indie roots of the genre.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes me think of this cover story we did on Atmosphere a couple issues back.
Oh yeah,
but
that's
yeah,
right, we
just to see
that.
How like you know, hip hop growing up, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's still kind of a younger genre too, but just seeing like how the genre evolves as the people that make it evolve. And I think you don't see that as much as rock because it goes back a little further. So, yeah, it's definitely been an interesting evolution, especially with the, you know, the whole upheaval of the music industry, too. So that throws its two cents in.
Oh, yeah. It's always there lurking. And we had Seven Davis Jr. back there, too, with some amazing stuff that I was likening to you to kind of early TV on the radio.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that one.
Yeah, I definitely have kind of a soft spot for that weird kind of sci-fi out there vibe that definitely harkens back to the Anti-Pop Consortium days. And I think we did a cover story or two on those guys. But yeah, no, he's just this really interesting dude. And he made the album while he was actually over in Amsterdam and just talks about being there, but then seeing all the police brutality and riots and how that was kind of popping off when he was across the sea, and just trying to deal with some of those emotions and wanting to do something, but also realizing the futility in doing something. It was, I mean, we only were able to do a half page on him, but it was still a pretty dense and interesting interview we were able to get there.
Very cool. Very cool. That's definitely one I'm looking forward to reading. Next up, we're going to hear from Maserati. That's a name that's kind of known to me. I don't even know where that connection kind of fires, but
it's probably those hot cars you're driving all the time.
Oh yeah, totally.
That's gotta be it. That NPR money.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, they've been an instrumental band for a good while now, I believe. But it wasn't a band necessarily that I think I was kind of in the same boat as you, that it was kind of just a blip on the radar. We're like,
some comp or something,
yeah,
way back when, that kind of a thing.
But yeah, again, it was another great instance of my writers hipping me to something great. And that was Andrew Fetter, who lives out in Indianapolis. But he's just like, oh, man, Maserati's got a new one. And similar to Andrew Lampola, this guy writes the other quarter of the reviews out there. So I'm like, yeah, man, fine. That's on a respectable label. That sounds cool. And then I listen to it. I'm like, oh, this is incredible. And especially this track. Like, I really dig it.
Let's take a listen to this one right now. This is Maserati doing End of Man.
We saw in
That was music from Chelsea Wolfe. That one's called Carry On Flowers. And we're chatting with Dave Openhour of Ghetto Blaster magazine. Chelsea Wolfe is one of the artists featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster, which is out now. Tell me about this song and this album. There's kind of an interesting story there.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little during the song, but Chelsea Wolfe suffers from sleep paralysis, which is kind of
terrifying.
Yeah, it really sounded that way. Just this waking up and being still in kind of like a half dream state where it sounds like you're kind of hallucinating and you're not sure what's real and what's not. And yeah, it makes for amazing music.
Yeah, as we heard. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful song.
Kind of a
Bjork Portishead vibe in there a little bit.
Yeah, and I just I love the bassy dirge to it too.
Yeah.
That kind of gets that stoner metal-y vibe to it a little. But yeah, no, I could definitely see those touching points.
And back before that, we had – now, I've heard so many pronunciations of it. Is it Dunyen or Dungeon?
Sure,
both of those.
I'm sure the record store clerk will look down his nose at you either way.
Either way. And these guys are another one of those kind of – I feel like they're kind of this interesting mainstay that not a lot of people know about, but they have like a super dedicated fan base.
Yeah, and it seems like the common logic, and granted I'm not, you know, like historian on them or anything like that, but it does seem like the common logic was they started out really great, then they did a couple of albums that weren't as good. But I mean, I don't know, listening to this new album was something that really drew me in. So they're back.
Based on that track, definitely harkening back to their earlier super successful albums. Yeah.
Yeah, which is, it's interesting. It's got kind of that like early, I don't know, mix between progressive and like Hawkwindy or something like that. But then also it's interesting to hear music, mainstream music in different languages too. You don't get that often. So it's kind of interesting to see the flip side of the coin, what the rest of the world deals with.
Right. Exactly. Before we get into the next songs, where can folks get their hands on the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster?
Right. So I just dropped off in Yellow Springs tonight at Superfly, and Joshua from Toxic should be picking those up soon. So if you're here in Yellow Springs, go over to Toxic Beauty. And then I should have copies out at Omega. I'll probably, during my lunch break tomorrow, go walk those over. And then hopefully I can make it out to Ghostlight before the weekend too. But then if you're outside of the area, we're also available at some select Barnes & Nobles and Books & Company. And shortly, if you're out in Columbus, I should have some copies out in Used Kids as well. There's a few that we drop off, but then distribution goes further than that. So, but those are your local shops. Go out there and support them.
Nice. And as always, too, there's always new content happening at the Ghetto Blaster website as well.
Yeah. We've got some and it's actually been kind of great. We've got a couple new people coming in that will be helping Tim out with some of the content. And we're just trying to get some more features, some more interviews, some more song premieres, kind of tailor it a little more, maybe move away from some of the news. And there's talk of a web redesign, but I don't know. It depends upon, you know, scraping the barrel and seeing what money's left in there. But yeah, there's always some exciting things going up. I just did an interview with Dave Heumann from Arboretum, who has a solo record that just went up today. Tomorrow I'll have a game review of Nefarious, a game that you get to play a mad scientist. It's by USAopoly, which is a very, you know, mainstream, boring company, but it's a great game. It's a lot of fun, super simple, fun for, you know, it definitely, I think, hits the Adult Swim demographic of anywhere between like teens to 30 something. Like, we can all appreciate it.
Nice. Get your hands on the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster and check out Ghetto Blaster Magazine's website. We've got a link up to it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. You can also like their page as well. And got a couple more songs for you. We're going to start off this next one with Golden Rules. Tell us a little bit about them.
Golden Rules, it's actually it's pretty cool. It's a MC from out of Florida and a producer from out of London. Just kind of through random tape trading, they ended up connecting with each other. It's just interesting to see. I think it's a much more dynamic, I guess, workplace than with indie rock, where indie rock, you have to be in a band, you have to practice together. But like in the world of hip hop, you can trade beats, you can trade like verses and things like that. So it's interesting to see the kind of collaborations you get. And it's amazing for as little in-person time that these guys had together, what they put together here. I think it was a really strong, solid album.
Let's take a listen to this one right now. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Excuse my babble, I talk until I get lengthy. Certain topics get the best of my interest, don't mean I'm friendly. Running like a leaky faucet. See, we toss it to the side, throw it in the closet. Very rare for me to lose my cool. We in a school full of stools, sitting at a table dissecting these facts like they ain't true. Who told you you can get away with telling me lies? Before you swallow oxygen, look me in the eyes. Reflection in the mirror, we don't recognize it. Paint a canvas in my image, put a frame around it. Don't even hang it, cause I'm looking like they're supposed to be me. Analyzing every logistic, how can I fix it? Changing everything but what I need help with. See, now I'm tripping, now I'm fishing for a crack in the ceiling so I can ditch it. Rules golden like the mouth that I speak with, the bite, the tension. Counting me to let you down, cause that's realistic. Rules.
For the tribe, took a handsome bribe. Now his face is everywhere, but it's hard to find. Super prime on the grind in the minor times. Gains from the game in exchange for a sober mind. And youngin', you can hug the block, but it won't hug back until it do. And it squeezes and your spine goes snap. Light feet chasing paper, then his lungs just collapse. Ain't no freedom at the trap, it's as simple as that. Pay a hater no mind, because that don't matter. Wild whip slaves, you can just kill master. But slaves getting brave to guard master's interest. They too shall feel it once we snap the clip in. Ha! So no threats, only oaths. Get well or catch hell. Shop open, get a dose. Medina hours, baby. We never close, and however the banks go, this balance don't broke. Salam, fall, line, fall, line, fall, line.
Girl, I'm a wizard, write rhymes that bring forth whirlwinds and blizzards, start early and end it. I'm burly beginning MC warfare, I'm bird in the trenches, y'all lynching all y'all fall captured in the abyss, deep inside peep it, eat him like I was Brother Lynch. Revolutionary rhyme style, make the government paranoid of hidden metaphors, wonder what I meant. Cut a vent through your mental and dent thoughts. If you ain't about this lyricism, homie, kick rocks, lick thought palance, y'all get ready for the liftoff. Connoisseur kicking deadly predicates and sick vibe. Step into your village, set it off with this style. Now you eating humble pie instead of talking shit now. Set it off on give how, better run and get out. Rappers that attempted need the medical assist now. Get up on it, nigga, roll it so official. Never let up on it, I'm a flowin', blowin' just flow. Rolling over that flow, rolling over this flow. Pressure cooking, kitchen overloading, it's the big blow up. Everybody make way, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. One time for your mind, it's the blow up. Party people in the house, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. Make way, make room, it's the blow up. Everybody, everybody, it's the blow up.
check it out, y'all. It's the blower.
I blow the hinges off the door and make the roof crumble. And if suckers want to rumble, then I take it to them. Ain't nothing they could think of saying, nothing they could do. Blinded and Ray Charles with rhymes of fury, I'ma make it do what it do. Sucker free, spot a fraud and shake a fool. Bring your lady to the battle with your boy, I'll take her too.
Take her too.
Take her to my crib and make her play the fool. Pimpin' while she went into me, what she really think of you. Every time you catch up with my rapping style, I make up new patterns, breaking atoms while I'm spazzing as I take your crew out. Peasant, kiss my pinky ring, I am a kick to you. Good and thorough, putting words together like I'm likes to use. I punish rappers with the things I do, spanking fools. Poet sound is gold and hold it down just like an anchor to. Down a lyricism, how I rank and rule, bringing fools to a higher level up without all of the dank and brew. They do what they be doing, think I'll make a new style a day. My lyrics stretch a mile a day. Hey, but who's counting? No, no doubt the flow and rhyme is insurmountable. The pressure cooker tension's elevating. It's about to blow up. Everybody make way, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. One time for your mind, it's the blow up. Party people in the house, it's the blow up. Everybody check it out, it's the blow up. Make way, make room, it's the blow up. Everybody, it's the blow up. Check it out, y'all. It's the blow up. Blow it up, the blow up. The blow up. Blow it up, the blow up. The blow up. Blow it up, the blow up. The blow up. Blow it up, the blow up.
It takes time to learn how to love. It don't just fit like a hand in a glove, nor is it sent from a cupid above. It takes working time.
Yes.
There we go. That was Blackalicious doing a new one there. That was the blow up. Interesting story happening there as well.
Yeah. Gab's been active for a while, but even then, it's been a bit. And that was because if you look at the interview, he's been dealing with some problems with liver issues and diabetes and alcohol. But it was a very uplifting interview. Like, you could definitely feel that, like, he's got his head on straight and, like, he's letting that be a determination with the group moving forward. But, I mean, I don't know. Blackalicious has released some incredible albums. So those two guys being back together is pretty exciting.
It is. It really is.
It's supposed to be part of a trifecta, too. So that means we're going to be getting more albums out of this still.
Excellent. So, oh, that's exciting to hear, for sure. We've been chatting with Dave Oppenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. The new issue is out now. Get your hands on it. We've got info up on our Facebook page on how you can do that. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And I think we're going to end with something a little local.
Nice.
Our boys in the motel beds. And you guys featured them.
That's right. We've got it. We've got a full page feature on those jokers. We actually have a half page feature on Man Ray, too, which is another local band I've been digging on. But yeah, Motel Beds, they're back. And also exciting news on November 28th, their show, their cassette release for Gas Daddy Go. It's a completely different version of the album with a new track, and Daryl went in there and took different edits of all the songs and just redid the whole thing. So fire up your old 96 Civics and get that tape deck working.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting news. Well, let's take a listen to the Mach 1 version. Like, what do we call this?
The Target exclusive.
There you go. Of Mind Glitter from the Motel Beds. And Dave, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank
pleasure's
you for
all mine.
Hipping us to some new music. Let's listen to the Motel Beds.
Ha 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 ha!